boom, 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 boom. Okay. Are we ready?
Yep.
Ready?
Okay. Hello, and welcome to...
You haven't seen...
I'm Debbie.
And I'm Ashley.
And this week, both of us have not seen...
Alien.
By Ridley Scott. Directed by Ridley Scott.
Just a disclaimer at the top of the show, I still have a cough. And so I will be coughing throughout the podcast whenever Debbie makes me laugh. So, just ignore that wheezing sound. I'm not dying.
Nope. Although it sure sounds like it. She's not.
Yep.
All right. So, Ashley, why have you never seen Alien?
Because Alien is a scary movie. Or I thought it was a scary movie. Maybe it's not a scary movie. Is it a scary movie?
I don't think it's.
Okay.
Just sci-fi. I mean, it's definitely suspenseful, and we'll talk about this later in What Do I Already Know About It? Because editing was a big, like, it's a very suspenseful movie.
But it's not a scary movie.
Yeah. It's not a horror film.
Okay, so I'm going to be able to go to sleep tonight.
I don't know. That's on your conscience, man.
Great, okay. So that's the reason I hadn't seen it, because I thought it was a scary movie, and then I just never... I was like, well, this is scary. I'm not seeing it. What about you? Why have you never seen this movie?
I have never seen Alien, so I just kind of never got around to it. It came out before I was born.
All movies did.
Well, alright. 1979, okay?
That so came you out before born I was either, born. Alright,
so, I mean, I've known it's a classic. I just never got around to it. I don't know. I started getting into sci-fi kind of later, and then after... couple of other, like, I don't know, you know, never got around to it.
But you have seen Prometheus.
I have seen Prometheus because when I went and saw it, I did not realize that it was supposed to be a sort of prequel to Alien. I just saw a trailer and I saw a trailer and then I was like, oh, that looks really cool, because I do like sci-fi movies. And so I was like, that looks neat. I want to go see Prometheus when it comes out. And then I read in some filmmaker magazine that it's, like, supposed to be visually stunning. That got confirmed by one of my friends, and I was like, this is great, because he knows about film, and I was like, this is going to be awesome, and Michael Fassbender's in it. So I was like, well...
Well, you have to see it.
I'm probably going to go see Prometheus. But, yeah, I did not know that it was supposed to be an Alien prequel until the end, when, like, the little Alien thing came out. And I was like, that looks an awful, like, what
it's
I know.
It's called the Xenomorph.
Okay.
See, I saw Prometheus, and I went in knowing that it was a prequel to Alien, and even before I saw it, I was like, you know, I should probably see Alien, but I just never got around to it, and then I was like, Michael Fassbender will distract me enough from the plot, so anything I don't get, I'll just look at him, and I'll be fine. So I just glossed over that.
Yep. Yeah, and I don't... We'll get into this later. Maybe we won't, because it's not really relevant, but I don't think that you need to see... Like, you don't need to know that Prometheus is an Alien sequel, and, like, I don't think it adds much to Prometheus, quite honestly, but then again, I haven't seen Aliens, so right. Maybe it does.
Prometheus is the linchpin to all of these movies. All of these movies don't make any sense until you see Prometheus.
Oh, okay, I was like, I don't know that term. Okay, anyway, so, what do we know about Alien going into this?
I know.
Ashley, yes.
I know.
Hand raised in front. You. Go.
I know that there is a chest bursting sequence.
Yes, I know that too.
Okay, alright. Yeah. Good. I know that there's a thing, and it pops out of its stomach, and then it starts singing, hello, my baby, hello, my honey, hello, my rectum.
I don't think that happens, but I have seen an animation. Is it like a GIF? Someone did that on the internet.
It's in Spaceballs. I've seen that. It comes out in Spaceballs, and then it starts singing a little song.
Oh my god, that's where I've seen it.
Right.
Oh. Okay, that's what that's in reference to. I recently saw Spaceballs, and I was like, this is from somewhere. Because everything in this movie is from somewhere. Got it. All right. Woo.
So that, I know aliens.
The art director of the Alien franchise recently passed away.
H.R. Giger.
Yes.
Was he the art director?
I don't know, actually. His artwork was used. I know he did concept art for it.
The only thing I know about H.R. Giger is he is a recurring character on Comedy Bang Bang podcast. And I don't know how factual that is. But I know he did paint the Xenomorph. Which is why I know what a xenomorph is.
Hold on, I need to look this up because it's going to kill me if, like, we don't say who he was on this movie. So.
So, yeah, he's a character in Comedy Bang Bang, and he says that his artwork, he just created the design. I think it's kind of like in Lord of the Rings, you know, how they got the old, like, artist to, like, design some stuff?
Yes, I do know what you're talking about, but,
like, he's
I believe
not
that's
like...
called concept art. Right? Maybe? I don't know.
Oh, you said that, like, very pretentious, like... Actually,
I was trying for it, but then I was like, I don't know enough about the art direction of filmmaking to school your ass on this. So, that's fine.
So, no mic drop? That was a tentative mic drop.
No, it was at the start of mic drop, and then I panicked and caught it halfway through.
Best mic drop ever.
Okay.
Tell us a wise
he just,
one.
He designed Alien. He worked on the design of it in... Like, short story, he was part of the special effects team that won an Academy Award for Best Achievement in Visual Effects for their design work on the film Alien. But I know that his artistic influence was, like, the biggie, where he was like, boom, whatnot.
So he mic dropped it, is what you're saying.
Yes, he mic dropped the artwork for this. Because when he died, I was looking up the stuff, and I didn't realize how familiar to me all of his work was. Whereas, like, I'm looking at pictures, like, he designed this and this, and he worked on that and that, and I was like, oh, I recognize all of these things.
Oh, cool.
So in that sense, I guess I do visually recognize, like, Alien is familiar to me, but I didn't realize that it was from that. That was interesting to, like, discover, because I was like, oh, I recognize all of these things. Did not know it was from Alien. Also did not realize that, like, the whole Alien versus Predator franchise as well. I was like, oh, this is... I should have assumed this was the same Alien, but because, like...
So...
Like...
I'm just picturing you going, like, oh, it's a different Alien. Like, it's E.T. versus Predator.
No, I was just like... I thought when it was, like, Alien versus Predator, I was like, all right. Like, almost in, like, a Cowboys versus Aliens type of way. I thought it was just like, oh, Aliens versus... Because I have not seen Predator either, so I was like, Aliens versus... some other aliens that are like, okay, whatever, but, yeah, whatever, but I do now know, like, when I was looking at the artwork, and I was like, this is all the same alien, and I was like, oh.
This is all Bob, that Bob.
Derpeter.
Bob the Alien has been in every single one of these movies. I'm a huge fan.
Another thing I know about this is that Sigourney Weaver, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yes.
Okay. Woo. She's the protagonist in this film, which is great.
Ridley.
Yes. Love the female protagonists.
She's... Can we curse on this part?
Yeah!
She's a badass motherfucker.
Yes. I thought you were just going to end with badass, and I was like, I think we already said that once.
I always say I'm a badass. Okay. That's my full title. Ashley, badass.
Okay.
It's on my business card.
Yeah, but doesn't she wear... Like, isn't she running around, like, in her underwear in this, though?
I think so, because Naomi, girl with the dragon tattoo, and Prometheus did the same thing. When the baby was coming out of her.
I don't... Did she get pregnant in this one, though? I don't think she gets pregnant with an alien in this, does she?
I don't know. We haven't seen the movie yet.
I do know... Like, I have... I know who dies in this movie.
Doesn't everyone except...
Yeah. I was like...
That's not really a...
So now, this is like... And I kind of wish I didn't, because it's, like, known for being really suspenseful, and, like, the editing was very good on this and stuff, but it's, like, it was very good because it was so suspenseful, but I'm just gonna be sitting there like, so when does this guy die?
But it's kind of like in Gravity, you know the spaceship is gonna fail, but it was still really suspenseful.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Gravity was good.
Well, cool. Yeah, Gravity was really good. But you know, like, shit's gonna happen.
That's
you know
true.
Something bad has
that's
to happen.
True. It's like watching Game of Thrones having read the books. Or any movie adaptation or film adaptation of a book. Or anything I read beforehand. Okay, never mind. This analogy is going nowhere.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. What else do I know? I won a lot of awards for the visual effects. That's what I do know. Because it was like... I don't know. It was a biggie. Visual effects and whatnot. That's all I know.
I know that I gave James Cameron an inflated ego, even more so.
It did?
I don't know.
Oh, I was like, why? Was he involved in this? James Cameron.
Oh, yeah. No. Maybe I'm confusing two people.
I was like, I don't think he worked on this.
I feel like he did.
Did he?
Maybe he didn't. Because James Cameron and Sigourney Weaver are BFFs. I just assume so.
I did not know that.
Maybe I'm...
Oh, man. See, I'm never going to be... You know, and I'm just not in the know on this.
Well, see, maybe
these
I don't
Hollywood
know.
Hollywood folks.
Oh my gosh, maybe I'm...
I don't think he worked
I think
this.
I'm starting a rumor. Whoopsie! James, I apologize to the James Cameron estates. Did not mean to imply that you have a big ego.
And wow.
Please, oh please, hire me for any...
Do you want to spend the next 5 years or 10 years of your life in New Zealand? Because they're making like 3 more Avatar films. Yeah. That's where Zoe Saldana's gonna be for the rest of her life. She'll take a break and go from Star Trek again and then be like, well, I guess I gotta go back to New Zealand.
New Zealand is purgatory for science fiction actors.
Yeah, but I do wanna go there so badly. You know I wanna rock on Hobbiton. I'm not gonna wear shoes. It's gonna be great.
I'm just saying, New Zealand is purgatory.
Don't say that. I wanna go so badly. Don't tell me this. No one wants to go to purgatory.
Dante did.
Oh,
literary reference.
I think he had some other issues.
Well, true.
Let's be real here. I think there was some other stuff going on. Alien.
Alien.
That's all I know about it.
That's all I know about it. So.
This is one, though, that I do not tell people I haven't seen.
Yeah, this is one that I'm like.
I just pretend I've seen it. And since I know the plot, I can kind of get away with it.
Yeah, I do too. Because I feel like if you're a woman and you talk about strong female characters and you don't name drop Ridley.
Yeah.
You.
Or I never remember her name. So I just say, you know, alien. Or I usually lump it in with like the sci-fi. Because I'm like, you know, in the list of strong female characters in sci-fi movies. Okay. I usually be like, or like in sci-fi, then I have a list. Fantasy, list. Pop culture, shorter list. Like, that's just how it goes.
It's actually Ripley.
It's Ripley? I was wondering Ridley. If it was this, because I was like, that's the director's name.
I know, do you think that has something to do with it? That the director's name is the main character's name only by one letter? Do you think he envisioned
Let's
himself?
Not get into this. Alright, we're gonna go watch Alien now, folks.
Alright, we'll see you after the movie.
Heyo, welcome back. We have just recently watched Alien.
Yes, we have. And to be... So, as we continue talking about this, we are talking about the 1979 theatrical release.
Yes.
We did not watch the director's cut.
No.
According to Ridley Scott, the director's cut just put in things that the fans wanted. He is 100% satisfied with the theatrical release.
Really?
Yes.
I did not see... You also... Ashley has also researched this movie, and
I did research!
I did not! So, I dropped the ball on that one, but...
I love researching. I'm a little dramaturg in training.
Oh, God. Okay.
But, yeah, so really the theatrical, the director's cut just added additional scenes. Okay. It's kind of like the fans, like Ridley Scott, cleaned out his basement.
Director's cut is a bit of a misnomer because director was happy with the theatrical cut. This is more just like for the fans.
Yeah.
Okay. We both took notes when we watched this. So I think this
really
is what we're going to try. Whenever I watch a movie and
I
have to take notes on it, I write down just sort of exactly what I was thinking at that time. Because then I can remember the image on the screen and then I remember what's happening. Because that's just how my memory works. Is that if I remember what it looks like, it's better. Which is why my notes have all sorts of arrows and pictures by them. Because that's how I remember things. So this should be fun. For me to try to remember what was going on.
I stopped halfway through.
Okay. What did we think? Just, we like it? I loved it.
I liked it, yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to see the rest of them now. Like, the Aliens trilogy.
Also, I watched Prometheus not knowing that it was related to Aliens, and then watching Alien, Prometheus stole everything! I was like, oh my gosh, it's the same thing with different people!
It's the prequel! Or it's like in the same
it's
world.
It's the like same damn story with Michael Fassbender instead of the other creepy robot.
David.
Yes.
No.
No. I don't know.
Ash.
Does Michael Fassbender like drink the weird milk stuff? Prometheus, you remember? Because the entire time, I had a couple, like, nitpicky things, one of which was the cat
that
they have on the spaceship.
I'm going to fight you for the cat. as I am Ripley in this situation. The cat was needed. The cat.
No.
Yes. The cat is like.
And then when she finally gets the cat in the freaking carrier, she just starts throwing the cat around. Like, right. Kicking the carrier. Like, leave the damn cat.
I will say.
Leave the cat.
They probably should have put, like, a 5-pound dumbbell in the cat carrier just to give a bit of weight to it.
Just kicking it all over. And then when she brings out the cat's like, oh, hello, person I love who didn't just kick me down the hallway. What cat do you know that would react that way after it's like she's been thrown around?
But, I mean, that cat, she could have been like...
Let me snuggle up. Ooh, we're going into a little cryo tube to go to sleep.
That could have been like 10 minutes later or something. The cat could have been like chilling out.
All right. I think I mentioned, hold on, I mentioned the cat. All caps. Cat? Question mark. Again, cat with a period this time. No cats in space is underlined. I thought, wait, hold on. Forget the damn cat is all I have written down.
The only mention I have of the cat is at the beginning. I said two women and a cat? This is my kind of movie.
Yet equality.
It's like, woo.
And I also, oh my god, smoke, they're all smoking in space and that bothered me too. I have, why is John Hurt smoking? Smoking? Question mark? Cat? Question mark? When I was like, what is up with the spaceship?
Okay, but here's the thing. You have to think about it like they are... Alright, there's a couple things...
I know they were trying to make it like, okay, they're just, you know, miners and they're working on the job, except like, for their job is...
Think about it as like a pirate ship.
They're not pirates.
But think of it as like a ship.
They're just like, they're like semi-truck drivers of space.
Think of it as like an oil rig in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I know. And I get that's what they were trying to do, but I was like... And then when they had the flamethrower, we're in space. Let's, like, our little thing of oxygen, let's just burn it.
But the thing about the flamethrower was they couldn't... That was the only way they could kill the alien. Mm. Because they can't shoot the alien because if the alien bleeds,
that's
the
true.
Blood corrodes.
That is true. I know. I got why they did it. I was just, like, on edge. As soon as I saw the flame, I was like, oh, my God. This is problem town.
But
like,
to be fair.
You do not want fire in space. Remember gravity?
Well, to be fair.
Burn the whole space station up.
True. Spoiler alert. But to be fair, Bill Nye and Neil Tyson, is that his name?
Yes.
Did not exist when this movie was made.
No. Well, no, they existed. They were born.
Well, they were born, but they weren't the experts that they are now.
Okay, fair
So they
enough.
Were not consulted on this film.
Opportunity missed, you guys.
The Mythbusters were not consulted for Terminator. I feel like we can let some of these things slide.
Let's just go through movie from beginning to end.
Okay.
Which, also, I have seen part of Alien before, and that part was the opening credits, because we had a day in class in school where we learned about end and beginning titles. Like, and we watched the Alien show up.
Just
watched
the beginning? Or
yeah,
the end
we watched, no, just the beginning credits on Alien.
I like them. I think they were cool.
They were very suspenseful. It was great. But I was watching, I was like, oh, I've seen this before. I wish I could remember more movies we watched that enjoy the ending. But really, the only thing that I remember taking away from that was like kind of a deep hatred of any movie that puts more than like 2 minutes of credits at the beginning.
Interesting. So you're not a fan of old movies where they, like, list all of the end credits
I'm a fan of old movies, but I'm not a fan of credits at the beginning. Mm. Credits belong at the end. You can see the title, director, maybe the big stars. You know, like, the biggies. But even that is, like, I always prefer just title at the beginning, save the rest for the end.
Interesting. Yeah. Even if it's, like, James Bond, where it's, like, a music video at the beginning?
That's really cool, or it's like I can appreciate that. I was like, okay, this is awesome,
but sometimes
I would much rather have the credits at the end.
Right, like Skyfall is like a 2 minute song, it's actually doable. Goldmember is like a 4 minute song, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. Where it's like,
Goldfinger, I'm sorry.
Goldfinger, yeah. Well, it's like, I mean, in the Marvel movies, how there's the big credits, and then there's a sing, and then the rest of the credits, like, just do that. If you're gonna have a music video at the beginning, just pick. Make it, you know, two parts of the... Anyway, I digress. Back to Alien. I thought when the spaceship, the first shot you see of it, I thought
at first it looked like four people kind of just hanging, like giant robots, kind of just hanging limply floating. And then once I saw that it was a spaceship, I was like, okay, I like this. This thing is huge.
Yeah.
This is great. When you go inside the spaceship, this happened again. It kept bugging me. The pages on the book were... So that set me off. At first, I thought that I was like, oh my god, the alien's already on the spaceship, and this is after everyone is dead because there's wind in here. Someone's walking around. What is walking around? Maybe it was a cat.
I
saw that, and instantly I was like...
I just assumed that...
So nervous.
I just assumed there was a fan. I feel like it could get a little bit stuffy.
They were all asleep. Maybe it's like...
I feel like it could get a little stuffy.
Maybe it's like when you have servers or something and those things need to be cooled. Okay, fine. I can do that. I can buy that.
The first note I said was so much tracking.
Yes, but isn't it neat?
Oh, it was so cool. I loved it. And then I said, where are the people? Because... Where are they?
Oh my gosh.
I thought at the beginning, here's the thing. I have a problem with movies where I felt like the beginning of Alien. I liked Alien. I felt like the beginning of Alien was slow.
Oh, really?
Well, here's the thing.
It's like it built up so much.
But here's the thing. I kind of knew where it was going. So I was like, I get it. You're just showing me the set.
See, I'm sitting there thinking something's alive and moving around on the ship about to jump out at me because I saw the pages on the book waving in the wind. See, I'm sitting there waiting
for... Okay. See, I kind of knew that they... I don't know. I just was like, let's get going. Come on. Where are the people? Okay. What's going on? Because I knew that Ripley...
What did you think of when the computer started going...
I'm sorry, I'm gonna need that noise one more time to remember what part that was.
With all the beeping.
When was this?
When the computer wakes up, when mother wakes up.
Oh, when mother wakes up.
I'm trying to sound like a computer right now. It is not working.
I think you're doing a very good job.
Oh, gosh.
Do it again.
No. It took me a little bit to get that they were calling the computer mother. I thought they were gonna be talking to someone, like on a screen or something. Yeah. And then... Like, it took me a little bit to be like, oh, this primitive Google is mother.
Yeah, I was like, who's mother? I had that as a question.
Later on, he's asking her some pretty existential questions. Like, what are my chances?
Oh, yeah.
No wonder there's not enough information. Chances for what? What the hell kind of question is that?
Mother could have been like 50%. I'm sure mother has answered that question before. Like, do you think we can land? Do you think there's minerals on
this
planet?
No, but he just wanted, like, okay, the specific question.
No, yes.
There's not enough information with the specific question. I have an idea. I'll ask a really broad one.
Yeah.
We're jumping ahead. Okay, hold on. Back up. They're waking up right now.
Yeah, I thought the waking up was cool.
Yeah.
And then, I did think it was a little slow because I was like, let's get going. Mm-hmm. Like... Enough of showing me the set. I feel the same. Like, I have a short attention span. I know I like YouTube.
I liked it.
I liked it! But at the same time, I was like...
I mean, movies aren't edited like that anymore. They're not as slow.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I was just like... I liked it. Okay. And it got me into the film. Like, it helped establish,
yeah.
Like, this is not Moon. Like, I felt like it was very
reminiscent. I was sitting on the edge of my seat the entire intro because...
Well, you thought
I saw those pages, and I
right.
was like, something is happening. And then I was like, oh, okay, they're waking up. And then they all started eating cereal, and I was like, I guess nothing's popping up.
Have you seen Moon?
You know, I haven't.
We should add that to the list.
Okay,
but
I've watched a little, like, iTunes feature at, like, the making of
It's Moon. Really good.
Because I was like, it's been on my personal list for a while.
But I felt like...
Add it to my tab.
Add it to your tab. But I felt like this movie, the set... I felt like it was very reminiscent of that.
Of
and
what?
The fact that they, like, have a ping pong table. Like, stuff that you're like, oh, it's not high tech.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, it's supposed to be. Like, I mean, yeah. I thought of it was like, oh, they're carrying... There's the semi-truck drivers of space, and
yeah.
This is their truck stop.
Sorry.
I was like, next up, when they're landing...
Oh, wait, hold on. Before the landing, I want to talk about the cast.
Oh, okay, let's talk about the cast.
Because
John
they're
Hurt.
Waking up.
John Hurt! Oh, we love him. Oh, hello, War Doctor.
I was gonna say.
That's what they're calling him, right?
Yeah, there's the War Doctor.
11th Doctor, Capaldi's the 12th, and then John Hurt is the War Doctor.
Yeah.
To kind of just circumnavigate the whole numbers thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, I will say,
mm-hmm.
Total babe.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God. What a looker.
Right. I know. I was very like, ooh, yeah. Hello, John.
By far, like, where it's like, okay, what roles is people playing? Well, I mean, I think the captain was supposed to be the, like...
Tom Skerritt.
What?
That's his name, Tom Skerritt.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. I was like...
I like him.
I do. I like him, too. But I was like, in terms of... Like, he played the stereotypes of the group. Yeah, he was hot, too, but I feel like he's supposed to be like, oh, okay, commanding in charge, and then John Hurt's, like, the young, attractive whippersnapper, you know, the one...
Who
like,
touches things.
Yeah, the hot shot, right. The hot shot young guy.
Smoking in space.
Smoking in space. I have why is John Hurt smoking.
To be a badass.
Be a badass. Like, he's the, he's...
Yeah.
What's that?
And then
James
you have...
Dean? He's the James Dean.
He's a rebel without a cause. He's the Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen would play that role.
Yeah. Steve McQueen?
Yeah.
Would play that role?
Well, no. I mean, Steve McQueen's too big for his britches. But just that kind of like... We're just repeating the same thing.
Yeah. Hold on. I need to look this up because I...
So, there's...
Oh, yeah. I thought... See, I'm sorry. I thought you meant Steve McQueen, the director of 12 Years a Slave. And I was like, no. No, he wouldn't.
Yes. I was...
So now my confusion...
Being the director to be in this movie. That was
Steve I was Mc... so confused because sorry. I was like, I know Steve McQueen, the actor, now that I looked him up, but when you say Steve McQueen, the one that comes to my mind, I was like...
See...
We were thinking of different things, right. Man, which is why I looked it up. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I feel like that would be the Steve McQueen one. Anyways... So you have Tom Skerritt being the main guy, mm-hmm. Then you have John Hurt.
Yep.
And then there's two girls on the ship.
Two gals.
Two girls.
To be fair, one of them is awesome and one of them is really lame.
All right. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fight you on two things. Okay. One is the cat.
Oh my God.
I'm not letting the cat go.
All right, fair enough.
Cat.
Neither am I.
Jones was my favorite character, hands down.
The other girl? The short hair girl?
No, the cat. Cat's named Jones.
I was like, you know me in names.
Right, sorry. I know that the girl, the blonde girl, she was the audience fill-in. I mean, you have to have that character in the movie that's like...
That's true.
You I want to go away.
Yeah.
It just so happened to be a woman.
Veronica Cartwright.
Veronica Cartwright.
Yeah.
You know, I...
It did just so happen to be one. And to be fair, the two, like, mechanics, they were pretty crappy characters, too, in terms of, like, general lameness. You know, right. they wanted to get paid, they wanted their cut, and I'll get into the other stuff they did wrong later.
Something I was reading about this was very interesting, where, because... There were a lot of horror movies coming out, and they really wanted to focus on this being a horror movie in space. But the thing that made this different than a horror movie, not only the fact that a woman actually survives,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that all of the characters are older.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting. So these people, this is not their first mission.
No, they were talking later and they were saying, like, I have been doing this for this many years.
Right.
Like, don't you tell me what to do, Ripley, like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I felt like it was interesting that all of these characters are older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have that air of authority.
Yeah.
Where even though they're crazy,
yeah,
you know, or creepy in the terms of Ash, you're like, there's obviously someone bad in this group, but they're all older, so you kind of respect them.
Yeah, they're all.
They're not like
they're not stupid teenagers running around and sleeping with each other, and then like you know.
Yeah.
Although there was opportunity there where if you had wanted to make a romantic storyline between
supposedly,
did that get cut?
In the director's cut.
I was incredibly glad that that did not happen, actually.
I was, too.
I was like, this is so great that no one's, like, our protagonist isn't, you know, sleeping around the ship. But apparently she was.
Well, no. Supposedly there was a scene cut. It might have been a sex scene or it might have been a flirtation.
Okay.
In the script between the captain and Ripley.
Because, like, there was a couple things where it was like, oh, if there was a romantic relationship, it would be here.
Yeah.
But then there wasn't, and it was so nice not to have a romantic relationship in this movie. It was great.
Well, I was just like,
I don't have time there's to, like...
There's an alien There are more important things going on.
Like, this movie's called Alien. An alien is gonna pop up. I don't need to see rumpity-pumpity going on. I need to see the alien. Come on, let's get to the alien.
Rumpity-pumpity.
So, getting... Alright, so, let's get to the alien.
Okay.
So, not to the alien. Not to the landing.
Yes.
So
I was thinking, as they're landing the spaceship, I'm sure it was very cool at the time, all these technological things, but I was thinking, all right, I bet this is cool at the time, and also, how is this helpful? With, like, the little box and all the... I was like, how can you steer doing that? And he goes, turn on the navigation lights. And these three strips of Christmas lights come on the bottom of the ship. I was like, those aren't doing anything. What the hell are those? These... Navigation? No! This is like three strings of fairy lights on the bottom of the spaceship are not doing anything to help their cause. I almost started laughing.
There were a few moments where this movie started showing its age. One was the landing. And then the note that I took was, that landing went bad real quick.
It did, but because it's like it took so long. And then as soon as they land, there's like a cliff going through the hole. It's like, how on earth in this 10 minutes of landing, and no one be like, oh, hey, team, hey, hello. It looks like we're getting pretty close to this ginormous rock thing that might punch a hole in the hull. Maybe we should, like, shift to the left. Maybe we should do something about that.
Yeah.
But that was the thing where it took me a minute to catch up what was happening because I just couldn't believe that after all of that, after the navigation lights, Ashley, right. They still managed to hit something.
After they turned on the festive decorations. No, it was just very much like, and we're lowering, and we're lowering, and then, oh shit, fuck.
Because it was especially, I mean, you could tell that it's like, turn on the navigation lights. I'm sure that was a really big effect. But then I just, oh my gosh, that took me out of it. Because I was like, great, we got a couple strings of lights on the bottom of the ship that aren't doing gosh darn anything. All right. Also, they are 2,000 meters away from where this distress call is, which is a mile and a quarter.
Oh.
So.
This map over here.
No, I ran track. Okay. Right. A mile is 1,600 meters. They're 2,000 away, and they're 400. Okay, so that's how far away they are. Because when they're saying, is it within walking distance, 2,000 meters, and they kind of look a little annoyed. Where it's like, I can see that, because technically, yes, it is within walking distance, but it's still over a mile away, where it's like, really? If we had landed a little bit closer, we probably wouldn't have hit that rock, guys. So I can see why they all look a little pissed off that they're that distance away. It's like, it's in walking distance. The robot goes, 2,000 meters. And everyone's like, that was just going through my mind. But I was like, I would be so annoyed. Like, really? You couldn't land this closer? We wouldn't have hit the rock. Things would have been so much better if we had just even half a mile more. Then it would be under a mile.
Yeah. I didn't do the math in my head. Okay. So this part,
I did the math and I was like, oh my gosh, and they're wearing these huge spacesuits. This is gonna take them. They're gonna be sweating. It's gonna be real gross.
I'm gonna let this one. I'm not going to argue with this one.
Okay.
This one's yours.
All right.
So we've seen Prometheus.
Yes.
I feel like I don't want to talk about Prometheus that much because Prometheus made my brain hurt. I'm not even gonna mention that's the ship, the space jockey, the thing.
Yeah.
In there. That's the thing.
They walk to the distress call and they find an alien spaceship that's shaped in like a crescent circle.
And at this point, I wrote in big letters, penis!
I was not aware going into this movie that apparently there's supposedly a bunch of penis symbols and
this is a metaphor. Symbols. This entire thing is a metaphor for men coming in.
Which, okay, and because when they enter the spaceship, Ashley starts going, need a, like, penis or something, and I go on this whole self-righteous spiel about how, oh my gosh, no, you see what you want to see, blah, blah, blah. Next scene, John Hurt is going down the little cavern, and I instantly went, okay, never mind. Everything I just said, those are totally a bunch of penises on the wall, and he is a man going down into a cavern. So
with eggs?
Where the eggs are, like, I immediately had to eat my words after that.
Not only that, but the design of the initial alien, the xenomorph, was so graphic that they had to change it.
I could see that.
To make it fit for the movie.
Yeah, I could see that.
If you look at the initial sketches,
it
is literally penis. And not only that, but I have more information on how the movie should have ended when we get to the ending.
Okay.
So, with that being said,
yeah,
that entire ship was full of penises.
Yes, it was. I went into it being like, no, people get all hung up about this. No, yeah, it was. Sorry. Penises everywhere.
And so... I have a question. Okay. Sorry. Because when they're walking to the spaceship, it starts going into their camera footage and it starts being handheld.
Yeah.
Is this the first found footage film?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, that's question solved.
Because found footage you're not living it with them.
All right.
Really.
So this
it's like after the fact someone.
True.
Someone all right. finds it. This is more of like, you know. Primitive GoPro technology. They all have their little helmet cams and like.
So we just went into helmet cam mode for a second.
Yes.
Like in.
But they're in the spaceship and they walk up and there's.
Surprisingly, they lose radio contact.
Yes.
So.
Oh man, enough hasn't gone wrong already.
Right.
And I was wondering because the guy. Sorry.
Well, the people that. So it's the captain, Tom Skerritt.
Yeah.
It's John Hurt.
Yes.
And it's Veronica Cartwright.
Yes. And. What's her face? Ripley.
But she's at the spaceship.
Yeah, I know. But she apparently is the third in command.
Yes.
Because first and second command are out in the spacesuits. And so that leaves her in charge on the ship.
Right.
And she told the...
Ash.
She told Ash, like, you know, let me know if anything goes wrong. And Ash sees them losing visual and he hears them losing radio contact. And he just doesn't do anything, which I thought was very shifty.
He's a bandit.
At the time, I was like, dude, you're slacking.
He's
I don't like you.
Game.
Yeah. And so then the three in the spaceship now have no camera or radio contact, pretty much. Or do they have visual at this point?
I don't think they have visual.
I don't remember. But so they see the engineer, you know, skeleton.
The space jockey.
Yeah.
That's what he's called.
Okay, space jockey with sitting there and they go, I've never seen anything like it. And instantly I thought, I have, because...
Why have you seen something like that?
Because Prometheus is the exact same movie, but that's... I've never seen anything like it.
Because
oh, really?
It's the same ship.
I have. I got that. I've got that, which is why I've seen something like it. But I...
Okay,
I think I hit you at that point.
Yes. All right, so... Can we say that John Hurt is Michael Fassbender in this movie? In the fact that I wanted to punch him because why are you touching everything? You're on an alien spaceship and you're just like, oh, what's this button do? Touchy, 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 touchy.
Well, to be fair, that would be me.
So and you would have been the one that's like, oh, what's this egg? Let me break the mist and
no,
touch
okay,
the
to
egg.
Be fair, I wouldn't have done that because. Just he wasn't even moving when John Hurt goes down into a cavern and he's like, oh,
he's a penis in her vagina.
Yes, there's a lot of eggs down here and he's walking on. He's like, they're covered
like
in a mist, and then without moving at all, he kind of just whoops over on the ground where the eggs are, and I'm watching. I'm like, what happened? He just decided, well, John Hurt, no, you done goofed. But, oh, before that, I really liked the design of their spacesuits, how they had the little puffs of air coming out the top of their heads.
The carbon monoxide?
Yeah.
I really like that.
I really like that. Okay, so John Hurt is down with the alien eggs. Really.
Well, you see, there's the light comes on inside the egg, and you see, it's kind of like an ultrasound happening, and you see a baby moving around in there.
And he's talking to them, and he's like, what's going on?
And he's like, oh my gosh, something's moving, and then it jumps on his face!
Yes. And so then...
And that's your first scare.
We're back at the ship. Keep in mind, since they're over a mile away, it's taking them at least half an hour to get back to the ship. John Hurt still has this thing on his face. Lord knows how it got through his helmet.
It's acid. The blood is acid.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Gosh darn it. Okay, anyway. I miss that.
Do I have to describe the anatomy
of a xenomorph?
I kept
forgetting the acid thing. Okay. So they're back, and then I notice that in the exchanges...
getting everyone back onto the ship, they said the name Ripley roughly 10,000 times. So, just in case we forgot who's important here, they said it so many times, getting everyone back onto the spaceship. So, just in case you forgot who the protagonist is, it's Ripley, who is the only name we've heard more than twice thus far in the movie.
True. It's Tom Skerritt and John Hurt. Although John Hurt is named King. I know that.
He's named King? See, I'm bad at remembering names.
So, they drag them onto the ship.
Yeah.
And they're in quarantine, basically.
Yeah. Because Ripley John does Hurt, not want to let them on the ship.
Right, because John Hurt has an alien attached to his face.
Yes. And then, Ash,
who's bad,
and who is not in command at this point, disobeys an order from Ripley.
A direct order!
Yes. And it's like, oh, you don't need to open the door? Beep, boop, boop, shoom. Like, door opened.
And mind you, not to be like, Ash is good or anything, because I would have let those fuckers die. Because
Ash is not good. No.
But I would have let them die, because, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's protocol. And we have to follow protocol.
And we saw what happened when we didn't follow protocol.
And that guy has an alien attached to his face.
Yes.
He has an alien attached to his face.
We're really sorry, John Hurt. We would have let you die.
Right. Sorry, war doctor. But
for the greater good.
The greater good. So they come into the ship. A direct order was disobeyed, which I wrote, disrespect Ripley. Because at that point, shit got real. So shit's real.
Yes.
At this point, because
there is discord.
Right. And John Hurt has an alien attached to his face. Yes. And Ripley tried to kill Tom Skerritt and Veronica Cartwright.
Well, she didn't try to kill them. She was just willing to sacrifice them.
Right. Because it was better to kill three than to kill... Because there's seven people on the ship. So there's seven little...
Yeah. There's the two mechanics who are downstairs trying to fix stuff and saying it's going to take longer than it is. Who also had beef with Ripley, because she went down when it was broken.
And yelled at them.
And then they said, oh, we know how to do our job. And then they left and they turned off the little steam vents. So they were, like, trying to make it look so there's beef there. There's beef between Ripley and Ash. There's beef between Ripley and the three people that she was like, you know what?
And mind you, it's not her rule.
Yeah.
It's the company rule.
Yeah, that's the thing. She is following protocol.
Right.
Which, quite honestly... John Hurt has an alien attached to his face.
I feel like even John Hurt would have been like, I have an alien attached to my face.
He's unconscious. He's not going to know.
Right.
Okay. It's fine.
So Ash lets him in. Ash is a dick and lets him in. Yeah. Which, he is the science guy. He's kind of the medic on the ship. Yeah. So maybe he was like, oh, my Hippocratic oath.
Yeah.
Do no harm.
Because he was the one saying, okay, like, you know, guys, we are contractually obligated to follow any alien... Like, any sign of alien life, we have to check it out. So he's already really gung-ho.
He really wants this alien.
Yeah. So now John Hurt is in med with Ash and the captain.
He's in the medic bay.
Yes. And...
He's got a face hugger.
Yes, he's got a face hugger. And I loved how everyone else is just watching through the windows. Because, absolutely yes, that is what I would be doing. 100. I would not go in the room with the face hugger. But gosh darn it, I would want to see what was going on.
Right.
So I am 100% okay with everyone lined up. This operation is now a spectator sport.
Yes. But John Hurt is not dead.
No.
Because, I'm not saying, but the face hugger has a piece of his anatomy down his throat.
Yes. And he is impregnating John Hurt's general torso. We don't know that he's impregnating,
but he's keeping him alive.
Yeah.
So he's basically giving him, like, a tracheotomy.
Yeah, pretty much.
With his penis.
Okay, well, then we find out later. But, well, because also, okay, we'll get this later on, but it's like, this, he did not put this alien in his stomach, which I found interesting. Because when it erupts from his chest, like, it's from his chest. So he planted this alien spawn somewhere in the general, like...
Lungs area.
Lungs area, which I thought to be quite interesting. Because you would think, oh, we'll put it in the stomach. Because everything else about it is acid. But so it acid. Would seem like... What?
There's acid in the stomach. It breaks down food.
This thing's blood is acid. You would think that that would be, like, almost like embryonic fluid for it.
But it's drying the lungs.
What? Is dry like... No, I thought...
I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor.
They try to cut this thing off and it bleeds acid, so I thought
that it would make more sense for the stomach because it's like a little bag full of acid, you know? It's like, it's... I thought it was the same thing as like the embryonic fluid.
Okay.
All that jazz.
So, but the main plot point is that they try to take this alien off and it bleeds acid.
Yes. And then, so then they freak out, follow the acid drip all the way down until it stops. It burns its way like halfway through the ship.
So now we know that the blood is acid. So the only way to kill this would be
to burn it or to freeze it.
Yeah. Or to just get it off the ship.
Yeah. Suck it out the air.
But you can't shoot it because the blood will go anywhere and then it'll create a hole in the ship.
Yeah.
Then you're shit out of luck.
Yeah.
And then you're the third guy in gravity.
Yeah. With your face gone.
Right. No one knows the name of the third guy in gravity.
Oh, he does have a name though.
No one wants to be, you want to be George Clooney or Sandra Bullock. You don't want to be.
I think you would rather be Sandra Bullock. George Clooney just goes on a voluntary. Anyway. Everyone decides, okay, let's just leave John Hurt. For a while.
They got shit to do.
Yeah.
They have to make
see how this plays out. He's alive. We'll put him in a little, like, we'll keep him in observation. Ash, stay here. Ash is doing experiments. Everyone goes back to work to get off of this dang planet, because they're still on the planet.
Right.
And then Ripley goes in, calls out Ash for, you know,
being a dick.
Yes. And so that conversation happens. And then...
So I have a question.
Yes.
Because you've never seen this movie before, and I've never seen this movie before. Did you think Ash was good or bad?
I thought he was bad. I was like, this guy is a shifty character. I did not think that he was going to be a robot, which after I found out that he was a robot and after seeing Prometheus, I was like, how on earth did I not think that he was a robot? But I just thought he was, because they had said that he wasn't supposed to be on the team and he was a last minute replacement. So I just assumed that he was like bad at his job and then making excuses.
Okay.
For everything. I was like, oh, this is a guy no one wants on their class project, you know?
Okay.
The one who is like, oh, I know what I'm doing. And because, I mean, he had, Ripley was like, hey, what are you doing? Like, you know, you've been at this for a couple of hours. What have you learned? And his answer was like, well, he has an exoskeleton that's really strong and, you know, kind of nothing else. So, okay, so you've been working on this for hours and you've learned essentially nothing. Great. I just assumed this guy was really bad at his job. So I did not like him. What did you think?
I mean, I at one point I was like, Ash, good or bad? Because he was, it got to the point where he was so conniving and so like, like, you know, it's just, it got to the part where I was like, maybe he's not a bad guy because it's so obvious that he's bad.
I was just like, this guy is just pretending like he's in charge.
So,
yeah.
Cut to, all of a sudden, Kane wakes up.
Yes.
Or do you have more stuff in between?
No, that's it. He wakes up.
John Hurt wakes up and they're like, oh wow, John Hurt's fine.
And then they just, oh, he's fine now. Let's take him out of med.
Because
Let's
he's hungry.
Take him in, we could bring food to him.
I'm sorry.
He's eating pasta. If they could take that to him, I was like, no, we keep this guy in quarantine. We already didn't do the quarantine. We keep him in the med bay, man.
I'm sorry.
We keep that him guy woke observation.
Up with a, that guy woke up with a alien on his face. Well, not only, so the alien comes off the face, right? And they, like, fight the alien
because
and the alien dies.
Ash is over the radar going, something changed. What happened? It's easier for you to come and see it. It's hard. It's not hard to explain. The alien's off his face now.
But the alien's hidden.
He
can't find the alien.
Okay, that's true, because he doesn't want to admit. And then, that's the thing, no one knows where the alien is. Oh, let's all walk into the med bay. No, like... Self-preservation alarms were going off at this point. I was like, so many stupid decisions. And they're all like, they don't close the door for the longest time.
Yeah,
get in,
annoying.
Shut the door, man. But I have, why is John Hurt out of med in the first place? Written down.
He was hungry. So they're eating dinner.
Yeah.
This is...
He is going to town on some pasta, man.
He's hot. He's eating for two.
Yeah.
So this is the scene in Alien.
Yeah.
Like, this is... If you need to know one thing about Alien, you need to know this thing.
Yes.
And this is...
John Hurt starts choking.
He starts coughing.
Coughing.
He starts coughing like I was coughing.
Yeah.
Which...
Hacking up a lung. And it is because then, shortly after, a baby alien bursts out of his ribcage. I did think it was funny when it scurried off away, because this is very clearly... A mold that someone was like on wheels going whee. So yes,
but that scene,
big alien chest burst thing.
But that scene was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I have seen that
And then
thing.
We all got excited because this is it.
Right. Like,
oh, guys.
I do wish that I didn't know it was coming.
Yeah. Because, man, that would have been a great surprise.
Oh, it would have been absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was that bloody.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this movie is,
uh-huh,
all of the effects, like, anytime you see an alien gut, anytime there's a chest burster,
yeah,
bursting scene, that is animal intestines. That's yeah. not prosthetics.
No.
That is a sheep's intestine.
You know what? But that's awesome, though. Speaking of someone who had to buy pig's hearts once for my friend's short film, it is fun to get funky with the gory effects. Like,
yeah, I felt like
it bad was, respect.
It was refreshing.
Yeah.
It looked...
Because practical effects are so much fun, man.
Yeah, it like, looked cool. It looked disgusting. And then...
It looked cool.
Apparently, when they filmed the scene, no one knew that it was coming.
Oh, really?
So the blood, the reactions, like, everything felt, like, real.
That's awesome.
So all the girls yeah. were like, "Barrr!" Because, like, Veronica Cartwright.
They got, didn't... Like, okay, so they must have been given, like... just the pages of the script with their lines on it yeah. or something.
And not like, "Oh, what are those sheep intestines doing over there?" Nothing! but it was terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, even knowing it was coming, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That was like, it was shocking.
Yeah.
So.
I just got excited because I was like, oh man, this is it.
Yeah, I was like, that is so cool.
Yeah. So then, they blow John Hurt out into space.
Oh, by the way, mm-hmm. John Hurt's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. He is dead. Chest torn apart. He is dead. So, they put him in a body bag and they send the body bag out into space.
Poor, beautiful body.
Yeah. It's damn shame. Okay.
Got in his prime. Bonus signs for the war doctor.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I was on that ship, I would be like, "Hello, John Hurt. Hello, Kane. You gotta do something. You're on a spaceship. There's not much to do."
There's a lot of downtime.
Okay,
so anyway, and so now...
We fight aliens all the time.
Sorry. They make a game plan where they split into two teams of three, and here is where I just started getting infuriated because
wait,
it was...
so now we're down to six.
Yeah, now we're down to six. So two teams of three, and they had two rules for the search. One was stay in contact, which immediately they do not do. Second was, do not go off by yourself, which after 2 minutes, Ripley's like, "Hey, go track down the cat by yourself. Forget the damn cat. Let's look for the alien."
Well, you have to get the cat because, okay.
Okay, so, I can understand why they want the cat, because then the only thing that's loose on the ship is the alien.
Right, so they have a little beepy thing.
Yes.
That tracks motion.
Yes.
So if something is moving fast, then the beepy thing goes yeah. beep, 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 beep,
they
beep,
don't
beep,
want the cat to set off the beepy thing.
Right. So it's Ripley mm-hmm. And the two mechanics.
Yeah.
And then it's Captain Dude.
Yeah.
Veronica Cartwright. Mm-hmm. And Ash.
Yeah.
So we have Bad Ash on the thing.
Yeah. So.
So they split off yeah. into teams. Shock and awe.
Yep. Ripley and her crew go down.
Ripley and the boys.
Yeah, Ripley and the boys. It's a good band name. They go off on themselves. The beepy thing goes off. They get all excited. And then, lo and behold, it's the cat, which is why you don't
Jones.
Bring a cat into space. And then, this is where it's like, okay, you would think if we were keeping the communication channels open, they would have told the other group, "Hey, we got motion. Hey, we think this is it. Everyone, like, let's all get in on this." So, that rule's gone right off the bat. And then, once it's the cat, Ripley sends one mechanic to go hunt it down by himself. Whereon, he also does not leave the communication channels open. Like, I am just so mad at this.
And it's Harry Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean's, yeah.
Which is...
Brett.
He's the guy in the Avengers who, when the Hulk falls in, Harry
oh
Dean
Stanton... Oh my god, he totally yeah. is! Oh my gosh! Oh. Yeah. All right. Well, I look a little bit more kindly on his character, even though his character is an idiot who no one followed the two rules they had. Only two rules. It's not hard to remember two rules, which is talk to each other and don't go anywhere by yourself. Anyway, so Brett goes off to find this cat, finds the cat, but then the alien pops down
and eats them.
And the alien is huge at this point.
Alien is massive and all black and scaly.
And has a penis on his head.
Yes.
So he's the xenomorph at this point.
Yeah. And I have, "Why aren't we yelling for help?" written down, which I can guess, you know, people react different ways.
I'm sorry. But if that thing popped in front of you, I'm 90% sure the only thing you would say would be,
I'm not saying I would have done any better. All I'm saying is I was like, this is why we keep the communication channels open, so that we know when this happens. So now
we're down to five.
Now we're down to five. Brett is gone. They do not find his body. No. And so then they see, okay, now the alien is in these air ducts. So we're going to send the captain with a flamethrower into the air ducts. We have Ash and what's her face?
Veronica Carr, right?
Yes. Guarding the only entrance in this air duct.
Entrance or exit.
Yeah. Like the only, it's not, the air duct just goes out into space.
Right.
But there is one, like, divergent in it, where it's like he could escape between the where he is in the end through this hole. They're guarded. This is a very good plan.
So they're going to use the flamethrower to back it into the, like, window.
Yes.
And then they're going
to open the window.
And Ripley and Ash are at the control panel to open the door.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So all in all, it was like, okay, guys, this is a solid plan. But then the captain is in there, and the girl was, like, monitoring all their movements on their little machine. She was absolutely no help.
Well, the machine sucks.
The machine sucks.
It's a do-do-do.
And then I felt kind of terrible because she sees the alien going towards them, and all she's saying is, "Get out of there! Go away! Go away!" It's like, go which way? Or she says, I think at one point she said, like, go the other way. And it's like, one, he hasn't moved. Two, you need to, like, be a little better at this. You can say, oh my gosh, come back the way you came.
Well,
go
to I feel
your
like,
right. Like,
I don't know. It could be me projecting, but I felt like there was some subtext that maybe she liked the captain.
Yeah, a little bit. And it's like,
so
but she panics, man.
Right. No, she 100% panics, but I feel like it's one of those things where she didn't sign up for this. Like, this wasn't her job. Mm. So I feel like
this was not her job,
no,
I'll tell you that.
Like, I felt like it was like, I'm not cut out for this. And she was just like, oh my god, like, I kind of like you. Like, you need to survive.
Regardless, she flips out. Captain is dead.
The captain didn't do much better. The captain's like in there going like, but I, and he's like, you know what? I'm out of here.
He kind of looks like Ben Affleck in Argo. All right.
The captain's like, you know what? I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then he turns around and it's a fucking alien. And the alien bites him.
Yeah. Captain's gone.
Captain's gone. So now we're down to four.
Yeah, now we're down to four. And Veronica is like, let's just get in the shuttle. Let's take our chances in the shuttle. Ripley says, shuttle won't take four people. Which later we see the shuttle. I'm like, I'm pretty sure four people could fit in this shuttle.
But there were only two cryotubes.
There's only two cryotubes. Okay, that's true. I was like, you know, they could make do in a pinch. They could take turns in the cryotubes. But anyway. So right now, with four people, shuttle is not an option. Okay. So the plan, what was the plan at this point? She goes to talk to Mother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes to talk to Mother. And then she finds out where it's like, oh, science unit override. What is this? And then she finds out.
Well, no, she asks what the mission is.
Yeah.
And it's blocked to her, but it's eyes only for the science division.
Yes. So then she overrides that, and then she says that the mission is now to return this extraterrestrial life form.
Well, the mission was to go to this planet.
Yeah.
Get the life form.
Yes.
And bring it back.
Bring it back. Yeah, and then it says crew are expendable.
Right.
So it does not, this ship is going to autopilot itself home.
Well, Ash.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ash technically should be alive.
Yes. Because we find out, Ash starts sweating milk. And
well,
then it turns out he's a robot. Because he can rip his head off.
No. Wow. We skipped to the end on that point. Long story short. So Ash like appears out of nowhere.
Yeah. As Ripley is talking to Mother.
Right, so Ripley finds out, and then she turns, and Ash's there, which I was like, oh, that's cool. And then
I was like, how did he get in? The door makes a quish when it opens. It freaks me out.
Yeah,
it was I don't like Ash, so I was just like, nope.
Right, and so Ash comes in and is like, now you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, picks Ripley up.
Understandably upset.
Right. Yeah. And, like, picks Ripley up and, like, phew, chucks her.
Yeah.
And so then they get into a fight.
Yeah.
And he doesn't start sweating milk. I think it's the wax of his face.
Well, he was drinking it earlier. He was like, anytime I show him eating or drinking, he's drinking, like, milk.
And I'm
like,
I didn't notice that.
What is the deal with the milk? And then he starts sweating it. So it's like, okay, this is, like, his lubrication or whatever. The juice that keeps him flowing. So
I thought it was wax. Like, I thought it was his wax in his face melting.
He was drinking it earlier.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Yeah. Isn't that great? Okay, so...
So there's a fight scene.
Yes.
And Ash is a robot, and he, like...
He gets his head ripped off.
Okay. But he, like, punches Ripley in the nose. Ripley's bleeding, and he tries to choke Ripley to death.
Oh, my God.
He tries to choke her with the newspaper!
Yeah, he tries to choke her with the newspaper, and then the other mechanic comes up, and I was like, this is so weird, because at this point, it's not quite... It's like, okay, something's up with Ash, but I didn't know he was a robot, because he just grabs the mechanic's man boob and squeezes, and the mechanic loses it. And I'm sitting there like, all he did was grab your pec, man. Like, why are you not able
to... He's giving him a purple nurple.
He has, like, some super robot, like, well, Vulcan robot level strength that he's just, like, crushing this man's boob.
And he's going to pull an Indiana Jones. He's going to go into the chest, rip out the heart, and, like...
But I did not realize that he was a robot yet at this point. And I just thought he was, like, a crazy person. And so I'm like, why is this mechanic freaking out that he's just grabbing him like that? I was like...
He's on PCP.
Clearly, this man's level of pain tolerance is lower than a two-year-old's because, oh my God. But then when you find out that he's a robot, I was like, okay, this makes much more sense now. So, you know, it takes three of them to take out this guy.
And they rip his head off.
They rip his head off. He's a robot.
Ash is a robot.
Yeah. Then they kind of, you know, hotwire him. Hotwire the head so they can talk to him.
Which I did like that special effect where it went obviously from a wax head to the actor.
Yeah. Also, I should say.
Under a table.
I just, when they were, I have what a dick written down. I have sweaty milk question mark. I have porn pic question mark. Oh, yes, because as they're fighting, you see all these topless women. And I was like, all right, we're at the space truck stop, so I guess it makes sense. And I have, well, that was a surprise robot, which it honestly was a surprise for me. And then I was like, how on earth is this a surprise? Because we talked about this already. Whatever. Okay, and then I have underlined no cats in space. So something happened between robot and cats in space.
All right, so Ash is gone, so now there's... Three.
Yes, there's three.
So they hotwire Ash's head.
Yes.
And Ash's head is like the alien.
Tells him what's up. Yeah.
Right. So he's like, oh, I was told by Wieland Core to come here and get the cat, to get the alien and bring it home. And they're like, and all of you could have died.
Yeah.
So basically reiterates that Ash is bad, corporation's bad.
Yes. So they pull the plug on him. Yeah, they pull a plug on him, and then Ripley's like, you know what? Let's go to the shuttle. We're still more than they can handle, but all right, everyone to the shuttle. So she goes to prepare the shuttle, and she sends the mechanic and
Veronica,
down to get as many canisters of coolant as possible.
Was that what it was?
She said coolant. I'm assuming it's some sort of fuel or something.
Oh, I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, I was like, that was a little unclear. They're going down to get as many canisters of this as possible. And long story short, while they're doing this, the alien comes. So now Ripley is the only person alive on this ship. Yes.
Okay. So, not to bring home the whole... That this might be a metaphor for penis-shaped alien.
Mm-hmm.
There is some debate online.
Okay.
That Veronica Cartwright is raped by the alien.
Yeah, I did hear... Well, because he... Like, the alien has like this weird little claw thing. And it does go up her leg. And then she's just kind of standing there freaking out. So
and
I was actually
all you hear are screams.
Yeah. I was wondering what was going on there. It did cross... I was not aware of this argument when I watched it. Afterwards, I had heard of it, but it did cross my mind, like, oh my gosh, is the alien raping her?
Yeah. It was oddly sexual and oddly, yes. like, made me super uncomfortable.
Yeah. The way, because he just killed the mechanic, was like, okay, dead.
And everyone else was dead.
This is the first woman he has killed. And it was different, it was drawn out, his little tentacle hand went somewhere, and it did cross my mind that this is weird, and oh my gosh, I think he's raping her.
But Veronica Cartwright said that that wasn't her legs. She didn't film that scene.
Oh, get out.
Right. So now I'm like, well, that's weird.
Yeah. All right.
So it is a point that should be raised.
Yeah.
Like, you could
I thought
view
that
this.
Was very strange, if and you, it did cross my mind.
Right. Like, if you watch this film through a feminist lens, but as a, just purely as a woman, when that scene yeah. happened, I was like, oh.
Yeah. It's because I was not watching this film from any viewpoint. I was just watching it, and it did cross my mind. I was like, what's going on? Oh my gosh. Like, I think he's raping her.
Yeah, it was just, it just made me feel weird.
Because I was like, legs, where's his hand going? Like, it was, and then he killed
her. And then you just hear screams, and that's the thing. I was
yeah,
like,
that's the thing. When you just hear the screams, no one's death was longer than, like, a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
This thing, like, eats them whole, like, they are gone. So,
yeah.
He was clearly playing around with his food before he ate this one, and that honestly made me feel a little sick. I was like, this is new. Okay.
So, yeah. You know.
So, while this is going on, Ripley then gets the cat. As well,
she hears a meow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As she's setting the ship to self-destruct. Or
yeah.
She gets the cat before she starts that. I forget. She's gathering the cat. She's setting the ship to self-destruct in 10 minutes. And after 5 minutes, you can no longer override it.
Right.
So she has 5 minutes before she can't do anything, 10 minutes to get into the shuttle.
And this is where I got confused.
Yeah, okay.
Because, okay, so she sets the ship to, so everyone's dead. We're now down to 1.
Yes. 1.5.
1.5. We got the cat. So Ripley's got the cat. So it's Ripley and Jones, the bunny movie. They set the ship to self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
And then she runs.
Steam is going everywhere as soon as the ship is self-destructing.
And not only that, but there's strobe lights.
Yeah.
I almost had a freaking seizure.
I was like, oh my god, this is crazy. She sets, which I guess is understandable, like, she sets the ship to self-destruct, and if the ship was a person, it would be like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like,
so,
no.
There are, like, strobe lights going on, so I figured it out eventually, but it took me a minute. So, she sets the ship to self-destruct. There's mm-hmm. steam, there's strobe lights. She runs to the ship, to the shuttle.
To the shuttle.
And the alien is
between
okay.
her and the shuttle.
So, she sees this and, like, freaks out, and she
yes.
runs back.
Back to turn off the self-destruct.
But she doesn't get there in time.
No.
Okay, see, the way the strobe lighting, I didn't realize that the alien was in
yeah.
front of the shuttle door, so I was like,
yeah,
whoa.
Alien is right by the entrance to the shuttle. She leaves the cat, which is what I've been saying all along.
But no one has ever seen the alien, so she's the first person to see the alien and get away, so
yes.
she realizes that this alien is not an inch tall. In the span of, like, 2 minutes, this
yeah,
alien has transformed
huge.
Into a 7-foot-tall man.
And so she freaks out, which is like, okay.
Understandable.
It's between her and the shuttle. She obviously needs more than 5 minutes to
right.
wait for this thing to go elsewhere so that then she can sneak into the shuttle. She goes to turn off the self-destruct. It's too late. So then she understandably freaks out. She's like, you know what? Just gonna charge it. She goes down the same hallway. Cat is still alive, upon which discovery she just starts kicking it towards the shuttle. An alien is nowhere to be
seen. The cat is in a box.
Yeah.
The cat could have been dead in the box.
I guess that's true. I thought she checked on him.
Oh, maybe you see movement.
Anyway, she gets the cat and herself. She gets
Which,
the box.
By the way,
the
cat carrier was absolutely adorable.
It was a box.
It was a cute little cat carrier.
Was it?
I liked it.
All right.
I think we should
get it. I was like, this is just some box. We all know I was not a fan of the cat in the first place. So that
I thought the cat was a marvelous addition to this movie.
This is where I have no cats in space, all in caps, underlined. And then also I noticed the wind was back again, when she's like running around, like the wind's going on again, which at this point is understandable. And I was like, okay, this is why I thought at the beginning that there was something going around. But anyway, I also have music equals bueno, because that was great. And then forget the damn cat.
No, the cat was good. So she grabs the cat and runs back to the ship because she's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna like tackle the alien and we got this.
Yeah. Alien is nowhere to be found.
Because he saw a shiny light and walked away.
Yeah. So she gets on the shuttle, she leaves, the ship self-destructs, it explodes 3 times, which I was a little confused because there was 4 canisters. So after it exploded twice, I was like, it's gonna explode 4 times because each of the canisters is a bomb. But then it stopped at 3 times, and so I was like, alright, now that's just excessive. You know, if there's not a reason... Just one. I didn't realize there were four canisters.
Oh, yeah.
When she was doing the thing, yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Each of those things is a bomb. Okay, there's going to be 4 explosions now. And then there was just 3. And I thought that was a little weird.
That's probably because the 4th explosion was over budget. So they're like, oh, shit, we need to cut this one.
I guess. Okay, so, and then she takes off her clothes.
Well, okay. So
she is covered in blood. I will be fair. She's by herself. She's covered in blood.
And not only this. All right. So this is, if this were a play, this is the 3rd act.
Yes.
Like, she's 100% okay.
Yeah.
She's chilling with Jones, the cat.
She looks down. It's like, oh, I'm covered in gore and blood and sweat. So she takes off her disgusting clothes. I'm okay. Except for then, pull your pants up. I have
her underwear.
Oh my gosh. I am really glad that didn't bother just me.
No.
Because you could see, like, the top of her butt crack. And I was
There is no way.
Pull your pants up. Get a bigger pair of pants.
There's no way those underpants were at all comfortable.
No.
Or, like, no.
Oh my gosh. She must have had everything waxed away from her body before she put those on.
It's Sigourney Weaver.
Girl, I'm feeling you there. Like, oof, a lot of effort.
I will say, Sigourney Weaver was 29 years old.
Really?
I look like that when I'm 29. I'm gonna be.
But can we get some underwear that covers her entire butt, please?
Yeah, it just needed to be, like, 1 inch higher.
Or I just needed to see her adjust them. I just needed to see her, like, be like, oh, I know I'm by myself, but let's pull the pants up. Pull the pants up. That was, oh my gosh.
Okay. All right, so now the boys are, like, really happy. Yeah. Because our main character, the only woman to survive.
The entire movie for this. And, oh boy, she wasn't wearing a bra either.
No.
It was, you know, it was... I think, well worth the wait. Anywho.
I'm sorry, it's BRT time. She was
BRT?
Bra removal time.
Oh. I mean, that's true. Like, at the end of a long day.
Right. No better feeling.
I feel you there. So, yes, bra was off.
And the spacesuit suit was off.
Yeah. Just...
It's just her and the cat.
You're getting ready to go into cryosleep.
Right.
You know? Until she finds Alien is sleeping in the shuttle. So now... Everything she's just done is for nothing. Now she's even more screwed because there's no escape shuttle from the escape shuttle. She's stuck in here with the alien. Yes.
All right, I have a question and then I want to tell you the true ending.
Okay. The true ending?
The true ending. Apparently there was an alternative ending.
Okay.
Which was never shot, but only talked about.
Okay.
Do you want to know what it was?
Yeah.
So apparently Ridley Scott, the director, wanted it to end with... Ripley.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver sees the alien.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Which I have questions about.
Yeah.
And then...
He just killed 6 people, man. No, 5 people.
True. No, 6. Because there were 7. She's 7.
He didn't kill Ash.
Oh, true.
He only killed 5 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we're gonna get technical.
It's been a long day.
He was the cause, not the effect.
It's been a long day. He just got born. Okay. A lot has happened.
All right. So Ripley runs into the closet, hides in the closet.
Puts on spacesuit as protection.
Well, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, this is the alternate ending. Okay.
The alternate ending is, and still in this ending, she runs into the closet, hides in the closet. Apparently, the alien at this point would stand up, walk to the closet, look into the closet, see Ripley in the closet, scantily clad, start to touch himself. So the alien would start...
Are you serious?
I'm 100... According to IMDb, this is a real ending. Right. So the alien would start to touch himself.
Uh-huh.
And then the alien would cut off Ripley's head and then use Ripley's head as a voice box to give the final message home saying everything's okay. We're heading home.
See, okay, if there hadn't been the whole touching himself thing in there, that would have been a really interesting plot twist. But because he masturbates before he does that, I'm a little less impressed. I'll be perfectly honest.
But that's the thing. The reason that I can argue that this, like, the alien symbolizes, like, sex or the pure...
All right, point taken. Okay, anyway.
H.R. Geiger.
That's not what happens in the movie.
No. So what happens... God.
Okay.
...is... So is the alien smart enough to realize that the ship is going to explode, so he hides in the shuttle?
Or... I didn't think so.
Or... So the alien just sees, like, all the strobe lights and stuff and just, like, freaks out and is like, oh, it's quiet here.
Unless he was talking to the cat. Because he kind of, like, bends down to the cat cage. And I was like, what's he doing? He looked like he was just going, kitty, and, like, petting this cat. But then the cat's still alive and he goes into the shuttle. So maybe he was talking to the cat. I did not think this alien was intelligent enough. I always took it as, like, more animalistic.
Okay, so maybe, but, like, when animals see bright lights or something, they go away from it?
And it's the only place that's not spouting out steam in the entire spaceship. I just thought he went there.
True. So, okay.
This is quiet, now he's sleeping, you know?
Alright, so the alien falls asleep.
Yeah.
Ripley sees that the alien is moving.
Yeah.
Which I felt was really cool, like, the design, like, the alien, like, fit right in.
Yeah.
And then, so she runs into the closet, which, again,
yes,
be a metaphor.
Well, I was gonna say, like, no arguments there. Yeah, let's go hide from the alien.
So she runs to the closet and realizes at this point that her underwear's fallen off. And she's got a wedgie. So she...
I thought it was that she's like, okay, let's get some type of armor. Let's get some sort of protection. We don't want to fight an alien naked, now do we? So she puts on the space suit.
Yeah, like a space suit.
Yeah. With the helmet and everything.
And, like, but at this point, she realizes she knows the plan. And Jones, in case you were, like, freaking out, the cat is in the cryo tube sleeping.
Oh, yeah, let's not forget about the cat.
The cat is safe!
Before she found the alien, she put the damn cat in a cryo tube, so the cat is safe.
Yay!
Whoop-dee-doo. Never take a cat into space.
Always take a cat into space.
You.
I love the cat!
Terrible idea. Okay, so she puts on the space suit and she goes to go fight this alien. And she, how does she? She sets him on fire.
What's no?
She sets the alien on fire.
She has a fire torch.
Yeah, that she goes to the alien. Alien is like and climbs out of his little hidey hole.
Well, she uses that as like a get out of your hole, get out of your hole.
Yeah.
So she like. Uses the fire to maneuver the alien in front of the door to the space shuttle. And
she opens it up.
Straps herself down.
Mm-hmm.
And then she pops open the door and the alien gets sucked out into space.
Yep.
And then she uses the grappling hook.
To push him out into space. Then, of course, when she closes the door, the alien and the grappling hook get caught. I'm like, great. But then alien gets sucked into the exhaust tube and burns to death.
So we've killed the alien.
Yeah, we have killed the alien. Ripley then makes a final message home saying, hey, she's the only survivor. Like, you know, with any luck, the network will pick her up in 10 days. She's gonna, you know, just go to sleep and just let autopilot happen. In 10 days, she'll wake up because someone will have come found her. The end.
The end.
Yes. This very well could have worked as a standalone film.
Yeah, like, I'm 100%, like, I'm really intrigued on what happens on Aliens and Alien 3.
Yeah.
And,
Predator versus Alien.
Right, Predator versus Alien. Yeah. Alien versus Predator. All of them.
Yes.
I'm interested to see on what the continuing saga is.
What this franchise brings.
Yes. Oh, many penises.
Okay. That's Alien.
That's Alien. And I thoroughly enjoyed this film. And
I did too. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like, I was 100% behind it.
And the thing is, it's like, even though I kind of knew what happened, it was still there. I was on the edge of my seat. Very suspenseful. I didn't think it was scary. I just thought it was more suspenseful.
This is the thing. I was like, if I would have saw this movie as a kid, because the only reason
I would have been horrified. I would have been scared out of my mind.
I don't think I would have been terrified. I think I would have been okay with it.
I would have been scared.
Because it's an alien. And I feel like aliens are a little less, like...
Aliens are less scary than monsters, you know?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because we have no space program anymore. That's, I feel like, sad. It's less...
Right, that's alien.
So, to sum up...
Yeah.
What do you need to know to talk about alien?
Okay.
I have some points.
What are your points?
I think the main thing you need to know about Alien is this is one of the first female protagonist-led sci-fi popular culture movies.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is true.
I feel like Sigourney Weaver, not only is this her first film, like her first leading woman role.
But it's one of the first times you saw a woman who is not defined by her relationship with a man kick some ass.
Right. And not only that, she does it with a cat. I'm 100%... Ripley is my new hero.
Fair enough.
I love her. I love everything about it. Okay. I might hate it after I've seen the rest of them.
What else? Okay, what's your other point?
My other point is the chest bursting.
Yes. You need to know the chest bursting scene. If it helps you to know that actor was John Hurt... There you go.
And I feel like you definitely have to YouTube Spaceballs Jeff Bristin scene. We'll put it on the Tumblr.
We'll do that. We'll get a GIF.
Oh!
Or is it GIF?
It's a GIF. It's a hard G now.
Yeah, so I thought.
Obama just okayed it.
Oh, well, Obama says so.
And then I think H.R. Giger, he recently passed away.
Yeah.
He did the designs for this.
Yep. Know that.
Yeah. And then it's just an... It's a horror film set in space. So those are the things I feel like you need to know.
Yeah. Plot-wise, you need to know that everyone dies but Sigourney Weaver and a cat.
Yep.
Yep.
It is a horror film.
It is a horror film. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. That's all I need to know. To pretend like you've seen Alien, but really watch this one. I liked it.
Yeah, I would highly recommend watching this.
The theatrical release is like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it went by fast.
It's not a long movie. You can carve out an hour and a half in your life to watch this.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to, Sigourney Weaver, everyone dies but her and the cat.
Ash is a robot.
That's an important one.
And
then watch Prometheus and see how, oh my gosh, the plot's exactly the same.
But worse. It's not good. Worse.
No, sorry, Mike.
Alien felt original. Prometheus does not feel original at all.
Because it's not original. There's a reason why it didn't feel original.
But you saw it first, though. Like, we saw it first. That's true.
I did see it first. And the thing is, it's like, I liked it, though. I liked Prometheus.
I hated Prometheus. It was terrible.
Oh, I liked it.
I hated it.
Well, I liked it. I like it less now that I know it's exactly Alien. But at the time, I didn't know it was related to Alien at all. So I was able to just be like, oh! Like,
it made no sense.
Okay.
So the next movie, we're not sure what we're gonna do yet.
Nope.
Or are we?
Well, let's decide now.
Okay.
Looking at the list. Okay, let's do
one.
But
it's gonna be something that you haven't seen.
It's gonna be something that I have not seen.
So it's gonna be funny.
Some Like It Hot.
That's what we're gonna do. Okay.
We're gonna do Some Like It Hot next. So we're gonna not seen that.
Billy Wilder's Some Like It Hot, which is AF, according to the American Film Institute, it's the number one funniest movie ever.
Really?
Yep. So, all right. Billy Wilder, Tony Curtis.
Marilyn Monroe.
Jack Lemmon.
Is this the thing where she's standing over the vent?
No, it's a 7-year itch.
Oh, okay. All right, I know nothing about this movie. This is going to be great.
We'll see you next time. And in podcast world, no one can hear you scream.
Bye.
I'm gonna go find Jonesy, my cat, now.
Oh my god. Our cat's name is Millie. We are not renaming it Jones.
Jonesy!